Book 12, Chapter 11, That Bacchides was again sent out against Judas, and how Judas fell as he was courageously fighting. But when Demetrius was informed of the death of Nicanor, and of the destruction of the army that was with him, he sent Bacchides again with an army into Judea, who marched out of Antioch, and came into Judea, and pitched his camp at Arbela, a city of Galilee. And having besieged and taken those that were there in caves, for many of the people fled into such places, he removed and made all the haste he could to Jerusalem. And when he had learned that Judas had pitched his camp at a certain village, whose name was Bethzetho, he led his army against him. They were 20,000 footmen and 2,000 horsemen. Now Judas had no more soldiers than 1,000. When these saw the multitude of Bacchides's men, they were afraid and left their camp and fled all away, excepting 800. Now when Judas was deserted by his own soldiers, and the enemy pressed upon him and gave him no time to gather his army together, he was disposed to fight with Bacchides's army, though he had but 800 men with him. So he exhorted those men to undergo the danger courageously, and encouraged them to attack the enemy. And when they said they were not a body sufficient to fight so great an army, and advised that they should retire now and save themselves, and that when he had gathered his own men together, then he should fall upon the enemy afterwards, his answer was this, quote, "Let not the sun ever see such a thing, that I should show my back to the enemy, and although this be the time that will bring me to my end, and I must die in this battle, I would rather stand to it courageously, and bear whatsoever comes upon me, than by now running away bring reproach upon my former great actions, or tarnish their glory." End quote. This was the speech he made to those that remained with him, whereby he encouraged them to attack the enemy. But Bacchides drew his army out of their camp, and put them in array for the battle. He set the horsemen on both the wings, and the light soldiers and the archers he placed before the whole army, but he was himself on the right wing. And when he had thus put his army in order of battle, and was going to join battle with the enemy, he commanded the trumpeter to give a signal of battle, and the army to make a shout, and to fall on the enemy. And when Judas had done the same, he joined battle with them. And as both sides fought valiantly, and the battle continued till sunset, Judas saw that Bacchides and the strongest part of the army was on the right wing, and thereupon took the most courageous men with him, and ran upon that part of the army, and fell upon those that were there, and broke their ranks, and drove them into the middle, and forced them to run away, and pursued them as far as to a mountain called Azza. But when those of the left wing saw that the right wing was put to flight, they encompassed Judas, and pursued him, and came behind him, and took him into the middle of their army. So being not able to fly, but encompassed round about with enemies, he stood still, and he and those that were with him fought. And when he had slain a great many of those that came against him, he at last was himself wounded, and fell, and gave up the ghost, and died in a way like to his former famous actions. When Judas was dead, those that were with him had no one whom they could regard as their commander. But when they saw themselves deprived of such a general, they fled. But Simon and Jonathan, Judas's brethren, received his dead body by a treaty from the enemy, and carried it to the village of Modine, where their father had been buried, and there buried him, while the multitude lamented him many days, and performed the usual solemn rites of a funeral to him. And this was the end that Judas came to. He had been a man of valor and a great warrior, and mindful of the commands of their father Mattathias, and had undergone all difficulties, both in doing and suffering, for the liberty of his countrymen. And when his character was so excellent while he was alive, he left behind him a glorious reputation and memorial, by gaining freedom for his nation, and delivering them from slavery under the Macedonians. and when he had retained the high priesthood 3 years, he died.